All right. We welcome you back to the K-Wave Radio Network on this very, very special day. Special as the coronation day. Our pastor, Pastor Chuck, has gone to be with the Lord. It's, again, bittersweet. Heaven is richer. We're much poorer for it, obviously. But Chuck is getting his reward right now. We're so, so thankful that the physical strains and pressures that he's been going under with the body just recently have been so tough for him. He's now released from that, so we thank the Lord for it. Again, and people have been calling in. We've got about 700 messages so far left, so keep on doing it. 1-888-452-8158, 1-888-452-8158. If you just want to say something, a short message, it's a message only where you can call and just say what Pastor Chuck has meant to you. We'll be playing those tomorrow on the program where we spend a couple of days now just getting ready for, there's going to be a memorial service for Chuck where we'll all be invited to. Before that, there's going to be a special memorial service for family only. We'll be giving you the details on that. But again, many of you just want to share what Chuck means to you and have a place to just talk. And so this is a message only number, 1-888-452-8158. All right, on the line is another wonderful, wonderful pastor of Calvary Chapel from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Joe Foch. Joe, welcome to the program.
It's good to be here, Don. Strange day, huh, in some ways.
Yeah, it really is. Now, how you doing?
You know, I'm drained. I feel like a wet noodle. I'm very sad.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised because I had anticipated this, you know, and had talked to Chuck a few times in the last few weeks. You know, he's weakening and you're kind of expecting it, but it's a very strange day. Phone's been ringing all day. I really feel drained. I really feel sad. I'm surprised, you know.
Well, you know, you're human, Joe. We've lost someone that was kind of like, what, our father, everything to us, right?
I mean, yeah, he really was. And you think of, you know, I'm thinking today, you know, henceforth we know no man after the flesh, you know, and just there's the human shock, the people close to him, people around him, you know, viewed sometimes, I think, one way in his humanity, but I'm thinking over 1,000 churches across the country domestically.
Yeah.
Who knows how many around the world? You know, KP and Gospel for Asia, over 30,000 churches he considers Chuck as pastor. And
yeah.
Chuck had shared that Mama Kwan a number of years ago said there's at least 1 million house churches in China that consider themselves Calvaries. And
man,
of course, we just had the Harvest Crusade here this weekend.
Yeah.
I think his influence is immeasurable. It's, you know, we get to do this one time, this pilgrimage. And what a privilege for those of us who had an opportunity to sit with him and talk with him and make part of our journey with him. I'm kind of overwhelmed with that today.
You know, Joe, we were talking about that earlier, that the likes of him doesn't come on very often, if ever, in a lifetime, and we're privileged to be there to sit under him and to learn from him. And why us? Why are we so blessed? I guess that's the question, too.
I don't know, but, you know, you think now that in whatever form the baton is passed, you know, God forbid we should take it in the flesh. We need to ask God to move by his Spirit again, as he did in the Jesus movement, you know.
Indeed. Well, we're joined here by Pastor Brian Broderson. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Don. Hi, Joe. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Brian, how are you, buddy? Praying for you.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. It's been a, you know, it's been a bit of a rough day, but it's been a sweet day. We've had a lot of love pouring out here all over the campus, and a lot of people coming by and, you know, bringing flowers and prayers, and so it's sweet. There's a sweet, you know, sweet side to it.
Yeah. Joe feels like a lot of us, Brian. I'm sure you two pretty beat up right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, can a bet. But what words, first of all, Joe, out there, what would you have for people? Because, you know, we've got to go by what we know, not by what we feel. And that's what we always tell people, right? So what do we know and why should we go by what we know right now?
Well, I mean, I've been thinking, and Brian, you would know too. I mean, there's certainly been an emphasis in our lives in regards to expository teaching, evangelism, certain things. But I'm kind of thinking of all the Chuckisms, you know, blessed are the flexible, they shall not be broken.
Or, right, yeah.
You know, God guides, God provides. Don't trade what you do know for what you don't know. I think of the things that he said that he maybe not necessarily meant to pass, but that we kind of embraced, that have been huge for me over the years in ministry. You know?
Yeah.
And I think central, you know, early I learned from him, I didn't have to be anybody but who I was.
Right.
And God could use me. And I think
Yeah.
That I really learned grace from him, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Indeed. I guess it's going to take a while for all this to sink in with all of us here, because we can't imagine, you know, Calvary Chapel without Chuck, but we have to go on. We have to go further. Joe, what words would you have? I'll let you go here because I know you are beat up. And to the people out there listening today, what kind of thoughts or maybe one thing you'd like to share with them, to leave them with, to encourage them? And probably you'll encourage yourself by giving these words.
I'm just, you know, Jesus said the gates of hell are not going to prevail against the church. The church has been here for 2,000 years, and God brought Chuck into it in this last century to awaken and reawaken some very important things, and I think they're alive. Chuck, I think, has successfully passed the baton, and I think we've all been enriched for that. Now we need to be stewards over those things and move forward. And I think that's what he would want us to do.
Amen. Okay, well, thanks for taking the time, Joe. I know, like I said, Don, you've been beat up. God bless you, Pastor Joe.
Brian, God bless. Yeah.
Thanks,
buddy.
Joe.
I love you.
Great to hear from you.
God bless. Joe Foch, Calvary Chapel, Philadelphia. So, Brian, what can you tell us now? We've been, you know, trying to update the people. Actually, we've got this number where people can call and leave a message. We've had over 700 calls already, people leaving their own thoughts. So bring us up today. What can you tell us?
Amazing. Well, you know, Don, I began this morning with the broadcast and kind of just gave a little sort of an overview of what happened in the past 24 hours. Mm. So I know some people heard that this morning. Maybe not everyone heard it, so I could kind of just rehearse that
again. Sure,
please do. But, you know, in the past few days, we sensed, you know, that Chuck was really beginning to fail. And, you know, the hard thing with Chuck is to ever get an accurate read on him, because he'd never let you know.
Right.
You know, he would always insist that he was doing great and, you know, he was feeling fine. But, you know, we began to see that he was kind of rapidly deteriorating. And then, so yesterday, you know, actually we turned on the radio about, you know, your time 3 and heard you on the program, but we didn't hear Chuck chiming in. And I said to Cheryl, I said, you know, I think you need to go over, because I think that, you know, the fact that he's not on the air is there's something's up. So anyway, I was doing something else. I was out at the time. And so she, you know, she went over, and then I got a text from her, and she said, I think Dad's close to heaven. Yeah. And, you know, so she explained a couple things to me, and I said, okay, well, you know, I'll be over. She asked me to bring a few things over. So anyway, I was teaching last night, so I had to kind of finish up getting ready, and I went by, and, you know, Cheryl was there alongside of her dad, and my daughter was there, you know, holding his hand, and some of the family were gathered around, and, you know, I just, you know, Don, I looked at him, and I thought, this is it, you know, you could see it, could see it, and I just grabbed him, you know, we just did an embrace, and I just looked him in the eye, and I said, you know, we're praying for you, and he just said, thank you. And, you know, so, you know, I came to church. We did the services last night, and I announced to the body that, you know, Chuck was definitely had weakened over the past few days, and we prayed for him. And my daughter and I, my youngest daughter, we stayed up quite a bit last night, and she just talked about Grandpa, you know, and she's been very, very close to him over the years. And, you know, so spending that time with him, and she was just kind of teary, you know, and my daddy really couldn't even communicate with me very well. And he, you know, I just feel so bad for him. And she said, you know, Dad, I would want to keep Grandpa here as long as I'm alive, but I know that that's probably not fair, you know. So, you know, we talked a little bit, and then we went off to bed. And then about 3 in the morning, little after 3, the phone rang, and it was Chuck Jr., my brother-in-law. Mm. And Cheryl answered the phone, and she said, next thing I heard out of her mouth was, praise the Lord, Daddy's in heaven. So, you know, it was like, wow, amazing. And you know, Don, literally, I mean, it wasn't 10 minutes later, my text started going off, and my Twitter feed started going off, and it was clear that even though we, who are the closest to the situation, just found it out, it was around the world in a matter of minutes.
And amazing.
Yeah, amazing. And of course, just nothing but love.
Yeah.
You know, just love upon love upon love being poured out from just, I think, probably every continent has been accounted, you know, so far today. So it's been good. You know, it's been a bittersweet. It's been a long day. And you know, we're still here. Like I said, we've been here at the church all day with the people. We had a service this morning, kind of a impromptu John Henry's normal service on Thursday morning. We just sort of, you know, turned it into a little time to reflect on Pastor Chuck. And so that was really sweet. And, you know, a lot of people have asked about a service and so forth. And as a family, we're going to do a private service for the family. And then later this month, we're already working on a large event where we're going to just celebrate the life of Pastor Chuck, you know, and as the details develop on that, we'll let everybody know. And then, you know, for our own local Calvary Chapel family here, Costa Mesa, this Sunday we'll be doing our services. We'll be, you know, focusing on the memory of Pastor Chuck, and we'll have some family members involved, and so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. You know, everybody listening today, we've probably all got the same feeling. This is really real. It's hard to sink in, isn't it?
It really is, isn't it?
It is.
It's every single person I've talked to today said, man, this is just so surreal.
Yeah, that's
everybody's
the word.
Got the same feeling.
Yeah, it's like, are we having all a dream or something like this and that?
But you know, Don, the funny thing, you know Chuck very well.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, you know, I was telling Cheryl, you know, the thing with Chuck is, well, somebody asked me today, they said, what are you going to do Sunday night? And I said, I'm going to teach Romans. I said, that's what Chuck would do. He'd just get up and it's business as usual.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what we do here is we teach the Bible, and we're going to just get right back to it. So,
you know, and that's a good point, Brian. The ministry has never been one person, is it?
Yeah.
Here, it's been the Word of God and what the business is, and he would expect us to do that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, like Joe was saying a few minutes ago, I think in the, you know, bigger picture of history, church history, I think, you know, one of the things, of course, it would probably be many things, but one of the things that Chuck will go down in history for, and one of his great achievements is instilling faith in the absolute authority of the Word of God in a whole new generation of men who have followed his lead, and then we are continuing to pass that on to successive generations. So the impact, I think, you know, it's already, you know, as we all know, Chuck's sort of a legend in his own lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did more before he left than, you know, 10 men.
Yeah.
And yet, I think as the years roll by, we'll see that there's so much more than we even realized.
Yeah, we're all standing on his shoulders, aren't we?
Yeah.
And we'll see what the future holds. But we know the Lord's in charge, and we know he's doing fabulous things, and the ministry continues, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does.
And that's the only way he would want it, isn't it?
That's absolutely the way he would want it.
So,
he would want us just to, you know, keep your hands to the plow. Don't look back.
No statues, no memorials. Go forward.
So I would just say thank you to everybody for all the love and all the phone calls and the emails and the tweets and the text and the Facebook post and all of that. And just ask for continued prayer for the family, specifically for my mother-in-law, for Kay, that... prayer, we would just continue to pray for her, for my sister-in-law Jan, for my brother-in-law Chuck Jr., for my brother-in-law Jeff, and for my wife Cheryl, and of course all of our children, and you know, we've got, you know, Chuck had, I've lost count, I think 21 grandkids and 23 great grandkids or something.
I think it's up to 30 now, or 31, 32. Or,
so. Yeah, I know. I lost track.
Yeah, so did he, actually.
So anyway, you know, we got a big family, and this is obviously a difficult day for everybody, but the Lord's getting us through it.
Yeah.
And we're thankful for everybody's support and prayers.
Yeah. And it is a day of celebration, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, I said it this morning, and I'll finish it up with this, you know. And of course, Don, you remember Chuck saying this so many times. If you ever open your paper one morning and read that Chuck Smith died, don't believe it.
It's
bad reporting.
Bad reporting. He just moved on.
He just moved out of an old, worn-out tent
into
a glorious new mansion.
Praise the Lord. Brian, thanks for coming in.
Today, the staff of K-Wave join you in mourning the loss of Chuck Smith. Chuck Smith and Calvary Chapel have played an important role in the evangelical movement. K-Wave is part of his vision, his gift to you. God used him in great ways, and his memory will be with us forever. Thank you for continuing to pray for his family and for those that are mourning his loss today. Chuck Smith is home.